Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
James didn't quite have his game together, but nevertheless, he did the right things getting everybody else involved.
Highlights of post-game sound coming up on the post-game show presented by Jack Daniels.
He quit.
That was last night, AT&T
Speak
Sports
on it, Murph. Speak on it.
So they'll play it again, and this is when they're going to break. Kevin Eschenfelder. It sounds like he's got a cold, doesn't it? Listen to Kevin.
A cold?
I'm not saying he's got... How about I don't know if anybody knows this, but people can still get colds. Okay,
really?
So, yeah. You don't have to have
Is he drinking Mucinex?
A deadly disease every time you sneeze.
Did he have Mucinex?
I don't know that.
Did he sneeze?
I don't... You can have a cold now. Cold still exists.
My tonsils hurt like a little kid. My tonsils are killing me. It hurts to swallow today. Should I come up here if I have tonsillitis?
No. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Do I need to go home right now?
I think you should go home right now if you have tonsillitis because you could give it to somebody else. Do you think I want you to give me tonsillitis?
Tonsillitis is not. But if I have strep throat, I could give it to you.
Yeah. I don't want your strep throat or any other thing your kids are carrying around. So let's listen once again. This is after the game, after their loss to Indiana last night. AT&T Sportsnet asked about James's performance. Here's Calvin. And then after Kevin Eschenfelder, they're actually in a break, and they think that the mics are off, but they're not.
James didn't quite have his game together, but nevertheless, he did the right things getting everybody else involved.
Highlights of post-game sound coming up on the post-game show presented by Jack Daniels.
He quit.
They were showing the empty court, a picture of the empty court, and Calvin says, he quit. And, you know, I wouldn't have put it like that, but I was going to talk about his body language last night. It was, I don't know, you know, he was 5 of 4. He took 14 shots, which is very un-James-like, just 14 shots. John Wall had 20 shots. He played really well. John Wall going to the basket is really hard to stop. Here's the deal. I think James is realizing with James, without James, this is not a very good basketball team. It's just not. It is what it is.
It's what we talked about for the season.
Well, it hurt that Christian Wood didn't play.
That hurt a lot, but... But it's not. It's a bunch of names, but it's just not the same. It's just James isn't invested. John Wall is going to be up and down because that's who he is now. And Cousins is more name than anything. This is not going to be a good season.
Well, it's another 2-for-10 performance out of Eric Gordon. My goodness, we talk about the contracts that get rid of the $40 million deals with Wall and Harden. What you want to talk about in albatross is Eric Gordon's contract. Dude has not shot the ball well. He's a liability. You know, he'll up his numbers with a 7-for-10 every one, 7-for-12. But these 1-for-9s and 2-for-10s happen just way too often with this guy. I mean, he's a shooter. What the hell happened to his shot?
Yeah. I don't know. Shots can go. Shots can come back. But it is, this is what we're going to deal with this year. Your best player doesn't want to be here. You need to still hold out for the best value you can get for him. You have spent a ton of money. You spent a ton of money on a player in Eric Gordon who he does something more than shoot. like he does. He plays defense. He can get to the basket off the dribble, things like that. So I don't want to say he's just a one way player. But the fact is, if he's not shooting well, he doesn't deserve the money. He's not worth, I should say, the money that they're going to pay him. And it's what's there. The only thing I'm excited about really right now is Christian Wood.
Yeah.
That's no. really the only thing. Well, I don't care about old players like John Wall, Boogie Cousins, Harden. This isn't the first time Harden's quit.
No, and here's the deal now is, listen, I know that he has his detractors, but so far what Rafael Stone has done is really good. Picking up Christian Wood for the 41, you got him for 3 years, and it's going to be actually nice to watch that dude grow. It's going to be, you know, maybe someday, I don't know, I don't want to overplay it, but maybe someday that's a guy that can be a cornerstone guy, one of your major pieces to a run. But now's the time, you know, Rafael Stone, I would imagine after watching Bill O'Brien, after being here, and now you've got to live up to Daryl Morey and all his trades and everything else, and the, you know, the boy genius in Daryl Morey, that it's awfully difficult to make a huge trade like this, but he's got to pull the trigger. And you know what? Get young players. Get good young players and take what you can get now. You don't want to take pennies on the dollar, but you're going to have to take 70 or 80 cents. James has got all the leverage. You're going to have to take – you're not going to get equal value for James Harden. You're just not.
I don't think they're just giving him away.
I know they're not giving them away, but 70 or 80 cents on the dollar would be fine.
I think they'd rather he quit on the season and they just don't pay him. Well, of course, if he quits, he's quitting with an injury, so they are going to pay him.
Yeah, they got to pay. There's that's not. No, get what you can for him. Get what you can for him. Get some and don't get an established 29-year-old player now. Get young, because you're just not good enough. You're just not. Get some young players in here. Get draft picks. Get and rebuild this thing.
I think it's clear you're not getting an Anthony Davis package. One of the reasons is Anthony Davis, when he was traded for, was like 25, 26.
Yeah.
James is 31, I think, now.
But
you're not
there is no reputation with Anthony Davis, other than he's got injury issues. But there's no reputation like James. James has a reputation that clearly is hurting him. There's no way you can say it doesn't. I understand when people say, hey, he can live his personal life because look what he does on the floor. What he does on the floor is stuff like this, too. And actually, Jackie just made a pretty good point. You know, who was it just yesterday when we – what was the soundbite that we played where Steven Silas talked about too much ISO ball?
Yeah.
He's like, you know, James had to teach a coach a lesson.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm just thinking – that's actually doesn't feel
inaccurate. No, it doesn't. It's not.
It doesn't feel inaccurate. Like, okay. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Too much ISO ball? Cool.
Watch this.
Cool. Uh-huh. Okay, great. Just like he taught Kevin McHale a lesson when he played the Spurs and decided that he was going to quit in the playoffs in a game 6.
Yep.
There is nothing else. He either shaved points or quit. He didn't even try the whole game. And people are okay. There are still to this day. I've tried to give, you know, he's played great ball, won an MVP since then, and I try to take each year. But in my heart, a part of me died for James Harden that game, because when you quit on your brothers, when you quit on your city, when you quit on your team like that, there was no other way around it other than something scurrilous happened, to borrow something from SEC guy. I don't know what else, what could have possibly happened when you're sitting 27, 28 feet from the basket and you're not even attempting to go anywhere near even the 3-point line. I mean, that was a quit or a point shave.
Well, he had 12 assists. That's what that's what James do now, because we got to move the ball.
Yeah.
Right? Jackie, you're probably dead on.
Hey, I moved the ball.
Look, not ISO, not ISO ball. I'm not, you know, listen, I got to share. I'm going to share the ball.
I mean, to be honest with you, he was 3-1 assist to turnover. I do like that ratio for him.
Yeah.
James is a middling he's above average point guard now, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
You know, he's a Vinny Del Negro. Is he a he's got to distribute the ball. I mean, that's what James does now. James has got to get the guys the ball in the right spots.
See what he did, Del Negro.
He is a little disrespectful.
No, I'm not.
To the ultimate weapon. That's my nickname for him.
The ultimate.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Oh, that's right. Because you're because Team James.
I'm preparing. Once again, I'm preparing myself for when the Heat finally decide to trade a couple young guys for James. I gotta say, look, I was always a James Harden fan.
Oh, you're trying to clean up your social media?
Ultimate weapon.
No, you don't think they're going to give up Hero tweets? and Robinson.
I'm just joking. No. I don't know what he's going to get in return.
I really do.
It might be. Who knows? But I just want to let you know, I would ask you to stop disparaging the ultimate weapon.
Mm-hmm.
You will get a different version of James than you saw last night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. James will show up if he goes to the Heat. You don't have to worry about that.
Or any place else that he actually
now,
wants to go.
Now, let me tell you, if he goes to South Beach, it is so on. It is going to be so on.
Oh, my goodness. He may not. You're gonna be like,
you
got to
pray
tonight?
For road games.
He forgot there was a game. He forgot there was a game tonight.
Well, what would it be any different from the performance last night? What's the difference whether he's there or not? I mean, he practically wasn't there last night.
No,
anyway.
He didn't. He just decided I'm not. I don't think I'm gonna do anything tonight. Watch, coach. Watch me share the ball. Too much ISO. Watch me share.
I mean,
good point, Jackie.
There was some stuff in the offseason, or maybe I forgot what time frame it was, about how he said he had to win titles to be considered Kobe and D Wade. He wants to be in that conversation. Well, Kobe pulled something like this in the playoffs once, where he was like,
"Yep,
oh, you think I shoot too much?
Watch.
I'm not going to shoot at all."
Watch
and see
this.
How bad this team in a game seven. By the way, Kobe pulled.
James
that.
Already done that though. Game that, six against the Spurs.
Well, that's true.
He's already been there, done that. Okay, he's already proven that he can tell a coach how it's going to go. He had to prove it again last night to this young coach. Got to teach this young guy a lesson. This young buck, got to teach him a lesson.
Yeah, yeah. Don't get so uppity next time, coach.
Yeah.
Maybe you didn't hear who runs this team.
Maybe he didn't hear. Maybe he don't know. Maybe he don't know who runs this city.
He does now. Oh, you want a chance to win?
I really like James sharing the ball. I wish he would shoot more.
James is
the ultimate weapon.
James is like the anti-Jimmy Chitwood. Coach stays, I play. Coach goes, I go. Instead, he's like, coach tells me not to play ISO ball.
Watch.
James Chitwood.
All right, David and Waba could take all the shots.
Yeah, well. How'd that go?
You know who needs a shot right now?
How'd that go?
You know who needs a shot right now? Eric Gordon or Boogie Cousins. We'll
or Nawaba.
Yeah.
What is a Nawaba?
No.
He's like, what's a Nawaba? Here. Okay, that's what you want, coach? Watch me pass the ball to Nawaba.
I just kind of chuckled at people who thought, well, maybe when James gets to play. Now, it's two bad shooting nights. He'll probably go off for 40 in the next one. That's just who he is. But people were talking about, well, when James gets to play with these guys, Boogie and Wall and Christian Wood, maybe he'll want to stay. No, he won't want to stay because he'll look out at that roster and go, I could be playing with KD and Kyrie, or I could be playing with Boogie and Christian Wood. Nah, I still want to go to the Nets. Nothing on this roster is going to change his mind.
Well, with Dinwiddie down for the season now.
Well, there's a scoring spot for him. Waiting.
Yeah, no. But what are you going to get?
Well, that's true.
I mean, Dinwiddie was supposed to be part of the package. Dinwiddie was actually an attractive part of the package.
Yeah, it makes no matter who.
And now?
It makes it even harder. Even if they are they have to send something else back, and there's less depth on that roster when James depletes them, because they're going to have to trade off almost everything.
Well, if they ain't winning nothing there either, by the way.
No, by the way, the Rockets have already a leak that they would take Kyrie or KD back for James, but nothing else.
Whatever. Yeah, right. Okay, then. Let's hurry up and do that. 713 ESPN 97.5, 7-3-7-8-0-3-7-7. We got to talk about the horrible news yesterday.
I've got some more inside news now.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we've got some. You won't hear this anywhere else. I got from a great source some information
on the Texans
on how the GM thing went down. I can't wait for Dell to hear.
It'll be good. 713 ESPN 97.5. I'm talking about GimmeTheVin.com. That's GimmeTheVin.com. That's my man, John Clay Wolf, and what he's doing over there is spectacular. You got to sell that car. I don't know what your problem is. COVID, you're not making as much money. The car's just too expensive. The car is old. You just want to get rid of it. You want a new car. Whatever the case may be, it doesn't matter to John Clay Wolf. He wants to buy your car. Now, it's got to be a car over a couple $1,000s. He's not going to buy a beater that's just not worth anything. So I've asked him before. We've had someone up here said, hey, I got a car that's about $1,500. Nah. John Clay Wolf ain't doing that. What he's doing, though, is giving you more for whatever that vehicle is than you're going to get anywhere else. It happens every single day with John Clay Wolf. And if you're looking for more money for your vehicle, which is just smart, just get as much as you possibly can for that car and then trade it in and get whatever else you want at GiveMeTheVin.com. It happens every day at GiveMeTheVin.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 716 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. Some interesting news. You got a call last night.
Yeah. So... I had a call from someone in the know who was describing the process, had intimate information of the entire process. I was told that at least four different...
By the way, it's no one in the Texans organization, just so you're not putting them on...
No, nobody in the organization. But it's people who are connected, people who know, who said there was four... And I feel 100% on this information.
Well, no, intimately. Yeah.
Yeah, they know
answer.
Say
that. Yeah.
There's four different I was told there was four different people, a minimum of at least four people in the interview process, head coach, GM, who said if Jack Easterby's in a building, we can't work there. It was Louis Riddick, Omar Khan, Marvin Lewis, and Trent Kirshner from Seattle. Those are the four who all made the comment that if Jack's in a building, we just can't work here. And they were under the now from what I've been told they were under the impression that Jack was not going to be in the building. Like, that
during
was...
During their interview.
No, he wasn't in the interview, from what I'm told, he was not going to be a Texan.
Right. Oh, he wasn't going
to
be...
But you don't have to worry about that. That's not even going to be a problem.
Okay, I got you.
You're not even going to have to worry about it. Well, so we do know from having Mike Garofalo on yesterday that there is 10... Now, I was also told that there were really two search committees. There was Corn Ferry... And then there was kind of Jack's little search committee, right? There was a second search committee. I don't know what I don't know exactly who the second search committee was.
So maybe that's what Mark Berman was referring
yes,
to.
Yes, I'll bet it is.
Yeah, because but what Garofalo said, Corn Ferry didn't have Caserio on their list, but Mark Berman said the Texans and their search committee got their guy.
Yes, there was a second search committee, according to what I was told. So I don't know what that's in reference to. It's still unclear if that has anything to do with the Jimmy Johnson group or whatever. And now, once again, I want to say, it doesn't mean Nick Caserio is not capable, and it doesn't mean he's not qualified. He is. He is both capable and qualified, and definitely a candidate who would land a job more than likely if he interviewed. So it's not to say that. However, it's how this whole thing went down. So apparently, he was really not big on the list. From what I understand, he was not big on the list. Jack Easterby goes to Cal's house on Monday. And I've had this confirmed from three different people. Jack Easterby goes to Cal's house on Monday, hangs out with Cal, and at some point says, Cal, we need to pray on this. Let's pray. Come on. Dear Lord, give us a sign.
Well, you don't know what they prayed.
I'm just going
to
– this is
– And
this
it's
is,
okay to pray –
It is okay to pray.
A good decision.
It is okay to pray. I'm going to do a reenactment of what I think.
Well, this is
this is a reenactment
of a prayer.
This is a reenactment. Dear Lord, please help us make the right decision on who to add a general manager and help the Texans be strong and help Cal make a good decision. Please give us a sign, Lord. Nick. Did you hear that? I think he just said Nick. Now, he could be talking about saving. But that's the coaching search. This is for the GM. I don't think it's...
Sure, but are you sure God understood it was the GM prayer, not the coaching prayer?
Yeah.
You sure?
Here's Cal. You think it's Nolte? I don't think it's Nick Nolte. What about Van Exel? I don't think it's Nick Van Exel.
You think it's Cannon?
I don't think
I love
the Lord,
Drumline.
I don't think the Lord is telling us to add Nick Nolte or Cannon or Van Exel. I think he means Nick Caserio. And he, after they prayed, he goes, let's go get him. Let's go get our guy, Nick Caserio. And Cal goes, okay. And so.
Took the private, they took their jet.
Took the jet.
Stop.
Got
Stop.
Nick Caserio okay. And said, it's on. Well, I mean, the timing was perfect. When Dell hit the crescendo, it was pretty perfect.
I do this. I do
this. I mean, that was pretty perfect, John. The way I got out in time to hit the crescendo. But that's I heard that's how it went down. Jack went out there, convinced him, prayed on it, spent time with him. It was basically Jack's Hail Mary and said, you know what? I ain't going out like this. I ain't going out like no sucker-ass punk. And he goes, watch me. And he went out there and prayed on it with
and worked his magic
and got Nick Caserio and shut it down. That's why these other interviews like Alonzo Highsmith didn't happen, because they were going to happen, but they shut it down that day. And he also told and I know this one too. This has been confirmed from two places. They used, well, Carolina wants Nick, so we're going to lose him. If we don't get him now, Cal, we're going to lose him. Ryan Poles and Ed Dodds have been interviewing. I don't think Nick even had an interview there. Cal got gamed again.
So what?
In the money, he's the third highest paid GM, and I have been told it's at 6 years.
6 years at six a year.
Bob Lamont has done it again.
It's
Jack and Bob have done it again.
The Houston Lamonts.
Lamonts.
We got to change the name of the
not
game.
You, Lamont.
No,
it's got
not
a, he's
that
got
Lamont.
A E
the
at
one
the
with
end
an
of
E.
Name.
The good Lamonts, the ones who are actually pulling
truth
all
told,
the strings.
I don't think Lamont even wants his name on the Houston
Lamont does not want.
He didn't want
anything
that
to do with this organization.
Don't you put that devil on
so
me.
What you're saying is basically Jack Easterby was going to be out. He circumvented the process, stepped in, got his guy.
To make sure he would
still be there.
Yes.
Now, I'm not so sure because this was brought up yesterday, and I don't know when Nick Caserio gets in the building, I'm not so sure that Jack Easterby is still safe. You know, we all thought that Bill O'Brien could not have been safer. Bill O'Brien had just gotten the general manager job. Bill O'Brien was, you know, thought to be, you know, Cal's all in with Bill O'Brien, gave him an extension, and then four losses, and he's gone. I'm not so sure that Nick Caserio can't just go, you know what, Cal? Hey, this guy's got to go. And if he does, then that guy's going to go. And I'm not so sure that it's going to work out all that well, because all this negativity, and I think that the negativity from Deshaun, while he did defend Jack Easterby with the flag, with the guy with the pennant and the flag at the game.
Yeah, Deshaun's a decent guy.
But I'm not so sure that he doesn't think that power quote that he had, where everybody thinks they've got power around here, I'm not sure that wasn't aimed directly at Jack Easterby.
I don't know who else it would be.
I
would say this. Jack is safe with Nick Caserio. The concern you have is if Jack now... I mean, this is a real possibility. If Jack now works to get Nick to push for an extension for him, which makes it too financially penal to move him, the Texans don't just fire guys willy nilly anyway, except for Brian Gain.
And they just extended Bill O'Brien had a bunch of left on his deal and they fired him.
But I could see them extending. You know,
why would you extend Jack Easterby?
No, because Cal gets tripped.
No, he's already got. About? Doesn't he already have a 5-year deal? As I understand,
no. I think he's got 3 years. I think he's got 3 years.
Oh, I'm not so sure. It's not longer than that.
Well, it could go up to ten.
Why would you need to extend your chaplain?
It goes up to 10 because that's how Jack is.
Where's he going? Who's gonna? Where would?
Why do you need?
I don't know that Steve McKinney would hire him at McDonald's right now.
Why do you need logic? Jack can just push for more money and longer contract. He's going to get it.
We got to call
Jack. Can get anything he wants. Do you realize that, right?
Well, I guess.
Jack can circumvent anything and do anything he wants. He won with a Hail Mary again. Jack continues to fail up. Now, he may be set off to the side, and Nick Caserio may say, your character, coach, beat it. And that may be. And if that's the case, then we may have a chance as an organization. However, with all that said, I do think that Jack is going to be in the building now. I don't think he was going to be if certain people were going to be hired for sure. They were going to be able to get rid of him. And I'll tell you something else. I wouldn't be shocked if everyone in that building who used to be on board with Jack are off now. because they know what he did.
Absolutely. But here's the deal with Caserio, is he still knows that he's got this magic spell over Cal.
If Jack gets out of order, Nick's going to get rid of him.
He's a danger. he is. I mean, you know, I don't want to. Certainly, don't want to overplay this But dude actually does. It is dangerous in that organization, and it was proven with all the people that were coming in there and saying, "I can't work if he's in this building. We cannot. We just cannot do it if Jack Easterby is in the building. No chance." And maybe Nick Caserio finds that out as well.
Jose just sent. Have you ever seen the show Abducted in Plain Sight?
No.
Oh my, Dell, please tell me you've seen it. Abducted in Plain Sight.
Is that CBS show?
No. It's something like Abducted in Plain Sight. It's where that girl gets. Older man.
Oh yeah, yeah, I've seen it. It's a doc,
takes the
right?
Mormon girl or whatever. Yeah, it's a documentary
on Netflix.
And then the guy ended up messing around with her dad and mom.
Yeah, the guy was.
It's a picture of the dad sitting there like this, and Jose just said, "Just do as you're told, Cal." That's horrible, Jose.
That guy explaining why he did those favors for that dude in the car.
Yeah. By the way, favors in the car is the worst thing you want to hear.
It's like, why would you do
that? Hey, could you do me some favors in this car? Guys, no, absolutely not. I'm not doing favors for you or to you or with you. No favors.
No. 727.
Maybe you didn't hear. I don't do favors.
I'm not doing any favors. 713-780-3776. Your thoughts on any of this. James Harden as well. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 713-780-3776. It's 7:30 here on ESPN 97.5, 7:31 now. Anything you want to get in and talk about, you are more than welcome. Rockets lose last night, and James just looked disinterested, if you want to know the truth. He was interested in getting some assists, but he certainly wasn't interested in playing any offense. Calvin Murphy, you think Calvin hears it? For those of you who didn't hear, you weren't here at the top of the show. Calvin Murphy, with his mic on, didn't know that his mic was on as they were going to break, and he said he quit. He was talking about James, and he just said he quit. You want to play it again? This is from AT&T Sportsnet last night, Calvin and Kevin Eschenfelder.
James didn't quite have his game together, but nevertheless, he did the right things getting everybody else involved.
Highlights and post-game sound coming up on the post-game show presented by Jack Daniels.
He quit.
Whoa.
He quit.
He quit. Anyway, so Calvin's probably going to hear it. He's probably going to hear. Christian Wood didn't play. He quit on the team because he had a sore knee.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't know how much longer we can put up with that. He had a sore left knee, so he was not able to go last night. And that made a big difference. This is just not a very good basketball team. Just not a very good team. and it's showing. And James playing like James played last night is just now I think you're starting to see that Rafael Stone is probably going to – his back is going to be up against the wall because if James continues to pull crap like this – now, James has done this before and then bounced back and,
yeah,
you know, but James has pulled crap.
Yeah, before. He can do that, but it's just a little reminder, just a gentle reminder how things
who's
can
boss?
Be.
Yeah.
Yeah, like just know your role.
Yeah.
Stay in your lane. I got this.
You are the a coach, right?
Yeah.
This is my team.
You know coaches don't run the – you heard what Kyrie said, right?
Yeah. So
coaches don't run this.
Ain't running this show. I'm running this show. I asked Kevin McHale who runs this show around here. Ask Russ. Ask Chris Paul. Ask Dwight. Ask everybody who runs this show. It's me. So so there's that. If you want to get in on that, you're more than welcome to do that. Eric Bieniemy was a big topic of conversation yesterday. Now, I will say this. And because Adam Schefter tweeted out, and I'm sure his reason, he said every team that has a head coaching opening has interviewed or requested an interview and done a Zoom interview with Eric Bieniemy, except the Houston Texans.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I've been told they don't like his, I don't know, his either his background or the information they've gotten about the interviews and something like that. But yeah, that's going to piss off Deshaun Watson too. I'm telling you, we're about to have a big problem with DW4.
Yeah,
Deshaun Watson is not happy about what's taken place so far.
Okay,
and I really worry that because he knows how bad they're screwed. He knows all the bad contracts. He's not stupid. Deshaun knows what he's up against.
Well,
JJ knows what. Why do you think JJ is upset? These guys aren't dumb. They know they got guys like Zach Cunningham. Bradley Roby won't practice on a practice field. Zach Cunningham, who's not playing worth a crap compared to the money he's making. Guys who don't care about winning. These guys, they don't have draft picks and are in a bad cap situation.
And Whitney's contract and,
yeah.
I mean, Randall Cobb's contract, all of this stuff. But they also know that that was Bill O'Brien. They also know that.
But that's the reality of what they're up against.
Yeah, right.
Now, Nick Caserio, here's what's going to have to happen. Nick Caserio's got to come in. He's got to be getting a hold of Deshaun Watson today.
Yeah.
He's got to be – the JJ thing, I don't know. But he's got to get a hold of Deshaun and say, hey, I'm me and you together – if Deshaun wants leverage on who the next coach is going to be, he will have it now because I've heard he's pissed behind the scenes, really pissed, that it's the same. It's the Patriots South again. He doesn't like it any more than any of you guys like it.
Yeah.
Now, it doesn't mean that Caserio can't be a good GM because he can. I do think he can be a good one. But it looks like it's business as usual because of Littlefinger doing his thing.
Yeah. No. So, the more things change, .. the more that they stay the same. But here's the deal is, wait a minute, why can't Eric Bieniemy be interviewed now? I mean, just because the Texans haven't, everybody's, well, this, I mean, I heard the racist card being played. I mean, because I know he's the hottest thing. There have been plenty of really hot name coaches that have not been very good coaches. Okay.
Oh yeah.
I don't know for whatever reason they should interview Eric Bieniemy. I don't think that there's any question that they should. They've already interviewed a couple of African American coaches in Caldwell and Marvin Lewis.
Cool.
Yeah. No, they're just.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to say it. They're token
interviews.
Now
here's
their interviews. They're forced interviews.
Now here's something else I was told, that Brian Daboll did not leave on great terms with Nick Saban, and I think that was already out there. I think Nick wanted him gone, but Brian Daboll is the offense coordinator with the Buffalo Bills. He was formerly with Nick Saban. I want to say for just a year, and you know Nick is very tight with Bill Belichick, and I heard that Nick maybe poison the water with Belichick about Daboll because Daboll had been in.
Okay, let's put this together again.
Okay.
Daboll had an issue with Saban.
Daboll had been
Saban was under Belichick.
Daboll had been with New England as, I think, a wide receiver.
Okay, so yeah. I want to make sure that I've got this straight.
Uh-huh.
But Saban was under Belichick when they were in Cleveland, and they weren't very good.
And they're
he was
best
the
friends
DC. They're boys. They're great boys. Of course they are. They're two of the greatest coaches of all time.
If they were here, they would go to Lulings.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Except with each other, not with y'all.
Oh, no, but if they were sitting at the small bar, everybody would see them. Man, it would be great.
To you.
So, but if I bought them a drink, they might reciprocate. So, or a Little Debbie's, if I bought them a Little Debbie's.
Maybe.
So Saban was with Belichick, Saban and their boys. Daboll came, and he was 1 year with Saban, and Saban doesn't like him. So he's poisoned to Bill Belichick, who doesn't work for the Texans.
No, but
who doesn't have any connection other than beating the Texans' ass all these years.
He poisoned him a few years back while Nick was on the staff with him.
Okay.
With Belichick.
But he poisoned...
For the points of our conversation...
Saban poisoned Belichick... So now the Texans can't hire Daboll.
Well, if Nick thinks...
Is this what I'm hearing?
If Nick thinks that the same thing as Saban... I mean, if Nick thinks the same thing as Belichick, if he heard the same stuff and he didn't like
it... Wait a minute. Okay, so everybody that Belichick doesn't like, Nick Caserio doesn't like?
Could be a Patriots way. You don't know. We don't know yet.
Wait a minute. So
like I was told.
So Belichick doesn't like somebody, so now the Texans can't have him. Okay, I got it.
I mean,
What?
Act like
he
it's
poisoned
not,
the act, water.
Act like that's not possible.
He poisoned Belichick's water because Saban didn't like him. Now he's not a Texan.
Act like that's not possible.
Holy crap! There is.
It's Bob Lamont. They'll get this done.
Yeah, Bob Lamont has him agent. Too.
Bob Lamont has him too.
Bob Lamont is his agent, so Bob Lamont will go. I don't care what Belichick likes.
Can one of y'all send me a? Can one of y'all send me a Texans helmet with Bob Lamont's picture on it? I need to send that to NFL people because that's all anyone's talking about is Jack and Bob Lamont. All anybody in the league, I swear. Even one of the, I even talked to one of the candidates who said, "Boy, Jack is just killing the game right now. Like he is on an unbelievable heater."
He's a, it's like, and wait, didn't he throw up? I mean, he threw up a half court. Not even. That was a 75-footer he threw up.
Oh, yeah.
He wasn't part Jack of was the possibly, interview process.
No.
He wasn't part of. Corn Ferry didn't have.
He got around it all and got his guy with a prayer circle of two.
Talk about a heat check that hit. He threw up a 75-footer that went at the buzzer.
Do you remember how the Bhagwan was able to convince people of stuff? Wow. And I watched Bikram Hot Yoga, the thing on Bikram, which is another really good documentary. You guys need to watch that one. The Bikram Hot Yoga thing, that guy Bikram? Or what's the one where everyone, the sex cult one, what's that one called?
Oh, yeah, that was
on HBO.
That was Raheel was in it.
Yeah, Raheel was not in it.
Well, he was kind of in it.
But
wasn't
they had
he?
Whoever was the lead guy in that one.
Raheel,
I watched
weren't
so many
you in the middle
now.
Of that thing? I mean, with all kinds of people doing stuff to each other, weren't
yeah,
you in the
that
middle
guy,
of that?
There's people who get a spell are just amazing communicators, and Jack is an amazing communicator. I don't think Cal's the toughest to sway, but you know he swayed Bill Belichick. Like you cannot underestimate Jack. Eastern.
No, he didn't, because Bill Belichick came back and said,
"Mike Garafello told us this on the air."
He's not a personnel guy.
Yeah, but he's down with. But he also had good things to say about Jack.
Well,
that.
Yeah, I mean, people like Jack.
Yes. Although I will say,
not the people. See, he couldn't get rid of Belichick, and he couldn't get Kraft to get rid of Belichick in New England. So Belichick likes him. Now, all the people that Jack's gotten rid of, they don't like him.
They
so
don't
much.
Like him so much.
No.
I had to get rid of these guys who don't know how to do their jobs.
That list is getting longer,
said Jack Easterby. I had to get rid of these people who weren't competent at their jobs.
Yeah. That's
okay. And so, an unrelated note, I'm about to be executive vice president of football operations.
What?
And then Jack dabbed. And then Jack dabbed. Yes. You guys are not competent. Brian Gain is just not competent at his job. Me and Bill are going to take over. Watch this. Hold my apple cider.
I didn't see this, but Deshaun apparently deleted that tweet.
He did?
Yeah. So it might not have been about Kenosha.
It was not about
Kenosha. No, it was not about
Kenosha. Trust me when I tell you, it was not about Kenosha.
Yeah, no.
I had to tell my brother that. I think there's a good chance it's about
Kenosha. No, your brother said it's 100% about Kenosha.
Yeah, and I texted my brother. I said, it's 100% not about Kenosha.
And it's not.
You
well,
can stop down this line
for those cops in Kenosha now.
You can stop now.
Maybe he didn't want to be political. Not that there's any politics going on in our country right now.
What?
7:42 ESPN. There's nothing going on. Okay.
No, I mean,
how about my daughter was stuck in the Capitol building.
I know.
Till 9 o'clock last night. Lockdown.
She got locked up for storming the Capitol?
No, she didn't get locked
up.
Was
she let through the gate to storm the Capitol?
No.
Which one was she a part of?
No, Frankie was with the congressman, and they were locked down.
Now,
heard gunshots.
While she was at LSU, if we had made that bet, okay, Frankie working in the Capitol or storming the Capitol, you'd say storming's minus 300.
That was
at least,
an easy
right?
bet. That was an easy bet.
Locked in the Capitol 3 years ago would have been like, as somebody who works there,
that
would have been a long shot 3 years ago. Now it's like, okay, work their favorite, storm the Capitol.
Well, yeah, I
underdog.
Still think that. No, I think it's 50-50.
Well, I mean, it's okay.
Still.
Okay, maybe there's late action that came in on storm the Capitol.
All right, 7:43 ESPN 97.5 713-780.
What are we doing? Where are we going? Like, I don't know. A bunch of LS people
party.
Are right.
Listen, they got beer in
Look
there.
Look at all those people.
Let's go.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. 745 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Let's go. What you got? Anybody got any thoughts on what's going on? 713-780-3776. We haven't really talked much about the championship game is on Monday, boys. And oh, by the way, we got playoff games to talk about as well. NFL playoff games this weekend.
Yeah.
Apparently, Kristen Sabin. Is this the one that beat up the girl in the closet at college?
Yes.
Is this her? Is it
not in the closet?
No. Yeah, she was beating the snot out of her, and I guess there was something about in the that she ended up in the closet beating her.
I don't know. I think she did it just right in a sorority house.
Yeah, I don't. For whatever reason, closet.
Maybe
out
it
where
spilled into the closet. But
spilled into the closet.
Did she lock her in the closet?
Somebody got a little.
There was
lippy.
Something about
somebody got a little lippy with her. She had to let those hands.
Here
go.
It is. The two came to blows after a night of arguing when Saban locked herself in. Okay, thanks for the ad popping up. When Saban locked herself in her upstairs bedroom and posted something negative about Grimes on social media, Grimes confronted her about the post, but there is a dispute over who escalated the argument into a fight. Grimes said Saban broke her nose and concussed her during the fight. And shortly before the statute of limitations would have prohibited her from doing so, Grimes filed a lawsuit. Haven't found anything about a clause, but someone was locked upstairs.
That was what you're thinking of, but
yeah, maybe, yeah.
She gave her a... She caught a serious two-piece. Well, broke a nose and gave a concussion.
Do you think you're going to fight Nick Saban's daughter?
No.
No.
No. And Nick Saban's daughter, Ohio State's like, we're dealing with concussion protocol. We're dealing with COVID issues. She's like, yeah, because you're scared. Mm. You're scared of taking that ass whipping. And now all of a sudden, COVID. Don't be scared. And then she's like, I'm sorry. I found that I was insensitive to the health, mm-hmm. and the health around the world is important. And
yeah, her initial tweet was, I call BS on the COVID cases. They're just worried about their quarterback and want him to have more time to heal. If he's hurt, put in your backup. You didn't see us postpone the rest of the season to wait for Waddle. Bye.
And she had to. Why did she delete her tweet?
She probably deleted it because of all the hate she got. Well, she deleted. She apologized, then deleted her Twitter.
Oh, my.
I am assuming Ohio State fans, you know, they're understanding and forgiving.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure they let it go.
But they're the worst people in
the
world.
No, they said, listen, just do
that.
No,
they're literally the worst people in the world, Ohio State fan. Yeah.
Ohio State fan versus Bama fan. This is the one, as we've joked about, you know, the old phrase. Well, the one good thing about COVID, let me tell you. If Ohio State and Alabama fans were fully engaged,
yeah.
Woo wee. I'm telling you right now, it could potentially be like one of those soccer hooligan videos that you'll see on YouTube where the two groups are walking towards each other in the street and all of a sudden they just take off running and they just start fighting.
Yeah.
I just imagine a Dropkick Murphy song starting, and the one we all know starts playing in the background as they line up to fight each other.
Yeah.
I just imagine that's how it would be set up.
I told you the story about Ohio State. 2003, LSU played Ohio State in the Sugar Bowl in New Orleans.
Yeah.
And we got there about 5 days early, mm-hmm. and Ohio State was there full force and on Bourbon Street. You know, when we go out, it couldn't have been worse. We had LSU. Couldn't have been worse. The Ohio State fans were... couldn't have been bigger a-holes.
That's
crazy. Could not have been bigger a-holes. Well,
Before the game.
Oh, my God. They were the worst.
Because I've seen fans. I used to go to the Sugar when I lived in New Orleans. All the fans got along fine in the French Quarter
OU in 2007, OU.
Probably great,
couldn't have been better.
Right.
Couldn't have been nicer. Ohio State fan, it was the worst.
I think you're
reversing. It was OU in 2003.
Yeah.
And it was Ohio State in 2007.
Yeah.
But the day before the game, all of Louisiana converged on New Orleans, and it was 6-7-1 LSU versus Ohio State fan. they turned into nicer people.
Oh, did they?
Yes, they really, really
neat.
Did.
That's neat.
It was very neat interesting stuff. How they changed their attitude when it was 7-1 LSU.
I've heard that when Texas, somebody went to the Texas game, when Texas beat them, Vince Young beat them
yeah.
in Ohio State, that getting out of the stadium was not fun at all. People were running, throw the first punch. They're running, getting in there as they're walking. And I'm like, were you doing all the horns and screaming and yelling? Like, no, I'm not stupid
Mm-mm.
at all. I'm just walking.
Just...
And people saw us just having orange on, and they ran over, these younger guys, they're definitely drunk, and got in our face, and we're trying to, oh, you don't like it? Do something then. I dare you to throw the first punch. Can I just get to my car?
I'll never forget the video. Ohio State is hosting Penn State, and there's a couple of Penn State fans just walking, not saying anything.
Yeah.
And an Ohio State fan throws a full beer can at the Penn State
that's
head,
right.
at his head. Like, what the?
I can honestly say Ohio State fans have the worst reputation. I've heard Virginia Tech fans are really bad, too. But Ohio State fans have the worst reputation.
Yeah. So
for being likes to fight fans,
right?
Your people are also dangerous, but they're friendly dangerous,
right? Well,
it can just turn at any time.
Fan came, stuck his flag in my booty.
No, that's true. Actually.
I've seen ugly stuff at LSU games. Don't get me wrong, but
yeah, Dell just said fang and booty.
I'll never get the image of the Alabama fan teabagging the sleeping LSU fan.
There's bad
crystals.
There's some crystals bad fans
in Bourbon
Street. There are no bad Aggies.
No.
There are no bad Aggies.
No bad Aggies.
No
bad Nebraska Cornhusker fans. They're supposedly the most delightful fans of all.
I'm sure. I'm sure there are no stories about them.
And Longhorn fan, it can't be nicer.
Nice?
They're not. I don't know that they're going to fight
they
you.
Say
they'll
ugly
just,
words.
Well, that's where Double
the only
Rods,
Longhorn fan I know is your wife.
That's where Double Rods came from, because Longhorn fans were yelling at me because I had a rain poncho on. Going from New Mexico State, Texas, and my wife didn't want one because it was making her sweat. So she took hers off, and I'm wearing mine like, hey, real nice, buddy. What a gentleman. Wearing rain. Give your girlfriend a rain poncho or whatever. Like, way to go. And I just gave him the Double Rods. I said, here you go. Here you go. And she said, do they even realize that I don't even want it on? It makes me sweaty. I'm like, I don't care. These are your people. See this?
Mm-hmm.
My people, the Aggies, wouldn't do this. We're number 5 in the country and soon to be number 4 or 3.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Chives hates it that I'm claiming all the Aggie stuff now. Like, that's my Aggies.
They are your Aggies.
They are my Aggies.
You're Aggie Lance.
Yeah, I'm Aggie Lance.
You talk to Jimbo every week? How often does Chive talk to Jimbo?
None.
None. Zero.
None.
Boop, boop, boop. Nothing. There, Chive. And Lance talks to
my
Jimbo every week and gets
friend,
the insight.
Jimbo Fisher.
That's right.
Didn't your dad and Jimbo work together?
Yeah, my dad and Jimbo worked together at two places.
Did your dad ever work with Jimbo?
They worked together at Cincinnati, and they worked together at LSU.
This is interesting. SpotTrac put out all the – we saw the Texans were negative $13 million.
Or maybe just Cincinnati, actually.
The Texans were negative $13 million against the cap.
Right.
They've got them at $20 million against – they're down $20 million. What do you think?
Well, somebody may have earned.
Yeah, or something happened. The Jags have $77 million in cap space available to them. The Jets are second with $62 million in cap space. See, you can change your fortunes in a hurry. If you get a Trevor Lawrence in Jacksonville, you're going to get a Trevor Lawrence. By the way, he declared for the draft yesterday. They've got $77 million. Now, it's Jacksonville, so I don't know how many people want to live there. Although it's a lot nicer to live there than in Minneapolis. It's a lot nicer to live there than in Green Bay. It's a lot nicer. Jacksonville, it's country. It's, it's backwards.
There's some nice places. You're by the water. Like, people who act like, I don't want to live in Jacksonville.
No.
But there's a lot of, there's some cool, when John Harris got married, he was living in Jacksonville. We went there. I mean, I could see that certain people really like that lifestyle.
Yeah, and especially if you're a golfer,
you know who wants that one.
If you're a golfer, if you're a punter and you or a kicker and you golf, then you're gonna have good special teams.
Well, so the two guys to watch for in Jacksonville are Urban Meyer, obviously. Mm-hmm. But if Urban backs out of it, you know who wants it is Dan Mullen.
Oh, he's looking to get out of Florida. Yep.
Yeah, I can't blame him.
Dan Mullen is.
Well, he's not even leaving for it. He's just going. What is it? South. Or Gainesville north of?
It's just, I think Gainesville, I mean, it's Jacksonville's north of it.
North of Gainesville,
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, he's not, he doesn't enjoy the recruiting aspect so much, so he'd rather just, you know, be a coach. And in NFL, he can do that.
Yeah, that's what you do.
And they say,
I heard from a college coach who went to the pros, dude, do it. It's way better. Way better.
No recruiting. Recruiting blows.
So anyway, the Jets have $62 million. There's another job that's very attractive. And then the Colts. The Texans, minus $20 million right now. So they're going to have to cut some contracts. Whitney Merciless. And you know where the Saints are?
Whitney Merciless is going to cost you $3 million. You're going to add to your number.
No, but
you can cut it, but it's still plus three.
Yeah, it's still plus three.
So you actually would add to your negative cap
space. That's fine. Just do it. No, well, there's a bunch. Zach Fulton. There's all kinds of money you can save, JJ. The Saints are 32nd. How much do you think that the Saints are negative against the cap? How much do you think?
35?
Higher.
Is it Drew? Is it Drew's contract? Well, I mean, it's got to be a bunch of them. Cam Jordan.
Keep going. How high?
40?
Higher.
Because the next year, oh my God, they're going to have to make a ton of cuts. 50?
Higher.
60?
Higher.
How's that possible?
They're minus $99 million against the cap.
That's a misprint.
No, it's not.
How can they be $99 million?
$73 million.
How are they under the cap this year in $99 million? They must be triggering some outlandish. You know what? They probably timed them up with the end of Drew Brees' career. Just say, look, if we don't do it by 2020, we'll just make a bunch of cuts and start all over.
Well, obviously, Drew Brees would be 22,650 dead cap. Okay? But his cap hit is 36.
So yeah, you save money.
Yeah. They save 12. Cameron Jordan, Michael Thomas.
Those aren't. Now, you might deal.
Hill. Taysom Hill is 16-1 against the cap. What?
Swiss Army knife?
What? Who did these deals? Did Bill O'Brien work for the Saints before he got
here? Our guy, Jeff Nally, his agency has him.
He has Taysom Hill?
Yeah.
What a great agent he is.
I mean,
he got Taysom Hill 16-1.
Well, what it is also is
it's a cap hit.
It's a crap or get off the pot number now.
Yeah.
It's also a number where now the Saints either have to make a decision on Taysom Hill long term. Is that the only year left?
Oh, my God, dude. But they go down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 13 players before they get to single digits. All these guys, 14 guys are making, right. 13 guys are making $10 million or more.
Knowing what you know about their situation, would you rather be the head coach of the Saints or the Texans moving forward? And I'm actually
No, I think that's legitimate. I would say the Texans. Because you got Deshaun. What's your quarterback situation next year there? And oh, by the way,
is such a huge question. It's just such a huge question because they have cap issues, major ones.
No, there. Major.
Yeah, and they have an old head coach.
What? And Sean Payton's an old head coach? What are you doing?
I hear something.
I don't hear anything. Hear something, Del?
I heard it too, but I didn't know where it was coming from. Some extra audio from something.
Yeah, I did too.
It's not. I didn't.
It's gone now. I just didn't know what it was.
Did AJ burp during the show or something?
What? AJ who?
AJ burps during a show.
He does.
Right? Yeah. AJ. He just burps into the mic.
On purpose?
Yes. Yes.
Can you ask our program director?
He'll go. That was a good.
Can you ask our program director if he can do something about the afternoon show host that's burping into the
mic? 7:58.
Tell him that's not being a pro.
7:59. ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame you, Don.